Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For the world we're gonna make.
Foodstuffs!
It's Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, Delmar Loop, Southampton, St. Charles, a new one coming to Central West End real soon. We're also live on Instagram right now at Courtney Co. Y98. You can watch us live right now and also check out a lot of cool pictures that are up, like Courtney, Jen, and I at Six Flags on Friday.
Which was a good time.
We were busting bad guys all over the place.
Yeah, you were superior.
Dominant. My God, superior. He crushed us.
I basically saved the world.
But I feel like my pose is the kill shot pose is pretty good.
Yeah, at Courtney & Co. Y98, you can look at Courtney's kill shot on our Instagram page, so get on there. Lots to cover in food stuff. We'll start out with some local stuff. The Washington Post recently published a local's guide to St. Louis by whiskey and soba writer Spencer Pernikoff. He talks about the different neighborhoods and some of the best food. So he says the Central West End is the most interesting neighborhood. Maplewood is the chillest. And then when it comes to food, he says Nathaniel Reed Bakery, we're obviously big fans here, and Living Room Coffee and Kitchen are the best breakfast spots. He says Balkan Treat Box and Union Loafers are his picks for lunch.
I've heard great things about that Union Loafers.
Yeah, that's good.
It's great in the Shaw neighborhood.
Their bread is supposedly like the best.
Oh. It is.
And sometimes they have pizza.
Pizza, I did hear about that too.
It's so great. And Balkan Treat Box is in Webster Groves. And then what was the other one you said after Nathaniel Reed?
Living Room.
Oh, Living Room is in Maplewood. It's right next to Bolliard's Meats and Provisions.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
It's next to Bolliard's.
It's right down the street from my acupuncturist on Sutton.
Oh, okay. Now I know where it is.
There you go.
Food stuff.
For dinner, he says Nudo House and Louie.
Oh, yeah.
And for late night, he says Taste and Pie Guy Pizza.
You must have not gone to Salt and Smoke for the late night menu.
I would agree.
Sliders, baby. $2.
That's right. Lance loves it. And this is kind of cool. So this is tomorrow at the Boathouse at Forest Park. They're hosting a bacon-themed competition, and this is a big deal. Local chefs and a few other people pit up against each other for a chance to win $100,000.
Holy cow. How have we not heard about this yet?
Is this a national contest?
If they win this round, they go on to the national thing.
Okay.
So
got
this
it.
Is tomorrow in Forest Park from 4 to 9. It's called the Show Me Series Battle Bacon. A qualifier will go to the World Food Championship.
Wow.
Five different chefs trying to earn a spot in the championship, which is in October in Dallas, where 1,500 chefs from across the nation.
Do we know what local chefs are going to be in it?
Chef Mike Johnson from Sugarfire Smokehouse, Jack McMurray from the Boathouse, and Stephen Ledbetter from Oaked. And then there's a private chef, and then somebody from Houston also involved. This is cool. They compete on a 73-foot-long mobile kitchen called the Maximus Mobile Activation Experience.
That's on the lake?
Which is... No, I thought that at first.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
It was in Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back. It's that big.
Oh, that big thing.
Just
that
is worth seeing.
Okay.
So you can get tickets for $25. You get in, you get food samples, you get beverages, the opportunity to try some of the dishes from these chefs, and possibly you could vote.
That's pretty cool.
To see who's going to win the competition.
And when is this?
Tomorrow. 4 to 9 at the Boathouse at Forest Park.
Okay, cool.
You know someone's going to be walking through Forest Park or running or doing whatever they do, and they're going to be like,
what's,
it smells like bacon.
I'm hoping you can smell it from my place. I'm right across the way.
Yeah, right.
If they do it right. How about this? Hershey's Take 5 candy bars. You guys familiar?
Yeah.
I've never had one.
The pretzel.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Maybe I don't remember.
I think they're good.
Yeah.
But they've just never really blown up like they should. So Hershey's has a plan. Rather than changing the ingredients, they're just renaming the bars to Reese's Take 5. And they're giving them new wrappers.
Oh,
because Reese's are so hot. Mm-hmm. People are buying anything that says Reese's.
Heck yeah.
And it's not crazy because there is chocolate and peanut butter.
If they could bring back any candy bar from your youth that is not available anymore? Because I think that's a market right there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Something that you had that you loved that they is no longer available. What would it be?
We just talked about it last week. The Reggie Bar. I grew up in New York State, and Reggie Jackson had his own. It was round, and it had all sorts of, like, gooey, caramely stuff.
Nougat? Was there nougat?
There was some nougat in there. It was a little crunchy. It was chewy. And when you had a loose tooth, you bit into a Reggie Bar, and it popped right out.
Okay, Kevin.
Summit.
I cleaned out Big Bear Resorts in Lake of the Ozarks in their Summit bars.
It was like Twix's buddy, and then Twix took off, and Summit went away.
But it was better.
Yes, it was so good.
And the Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
The Marathon Ooh. Bar. Remember
Never
that?
Never had a Marathon bar.
It looked like a chain link. It was a real long candy bar, and it was like chain link, but it was just caramel and chocolate.
Oh, God.
Do you remember what I'm talking
about? What was it called again?
Marathon.
Oh, the Marathon.
Yeah. What about you, Tim?
I've never heard of any of these.
And they're
everything I ate is still around.
Still available?
Yeah. I can't think of anything that was retired.
Lance?
I had to look it up to make sure I had the name right. There was something called the 7-Up. Do you remember that?
It sounds familiar to me.
It was a chocolate candy bar, chocolate covered, but it was 7 segments. So it had like little rectangular pieces that you would take off, and each segment was a different flavor.
Was it sponsored by 7-Up at all?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
You like it, or you just remember it?
I just remember it. I haven't seen that thing in years. It's okay. It has like a coconut one.
It was good.
And then finally, a new poll online asking people what foods they refrigerate and what foods they don't.
Well, from doing these through the years, there are things I don't refrigerate anymore because of the, like, hot sauce. I don't refrigerate anymore.
Because it separates in the refrigerator.
Well, I don't know, but it says don't do it.
I don't refrigerate butter.
Oh, yeah. I do.
In my house growing up, we did not either. Butter, 86% of people do store in the fridge.
No, because it's way better on toast.
I know it
sauce.
Is.
And as long as you're going through it fast enough, it's okay.
But we don't.
We do.
So, like, my mom would always have one stick out.
Obviously,
that's
keep
how
it
we
in
do
there.
It.
Yeah. One stick out at a time.
Ketchup, we refrigerate, and I know you don't have to.
You don't?
We do the same.
Well, you can't leave it out forever, but typically, if you go through it fast enough, it's okay with ketchup. 88% of people refrigerate, 12% don't.
Eggs. I've heard, like, in Europe, they don't refrigerate
eggs.
What?
Really? That seems crazy.
90% of people refrigerate them, 10% don't.
Okay.
Avocados?
They're not in a cold section.
Avocados, I refrigerate once they're ripe enough to keep them a little bit longer. Otherwise, they turn bad. Mm. But I leave them out on the counter.
55% refrigerate. Everyone else doesn't.
Apples I used to refrigerate, but I don't anymore.
I will not eat a refrigerated apple. I'm not into it. 48% refrigerate, 52% don't.
Huh.
Peanut butter.
No, I don't.
The, like, supernatural yada yada yada.
Oh, you have to.
You're supposed to.
You're supposed to, but then it's too hard to spread, so I leave it out.
Yeah, 17% of people refrigerate peanut butter. Tomatoes?
I would think that's a non-refrigerated thing.
No.
That's a no?
Most people do. 71% do. 29% do not.
But they're not in the refrigerated section in the grocery store. They're just out.
Yeah.
Especially when they're on the vine.
That's true when they're on the vine.
I've never seen that.
And bread. 25% of people refrigerate bread.
Yeah, it helps. They say it helps. It keeps it longer.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't need cold bread.
No.
Who needs that?
Who needs cold bread?
What about mayonnaise?
You got to refrigerate.
Stop.
All right.
And why is it like Hidden Valley Ranch, like with dressing, is not refrigerated when you buy it, but then you have to refrigerate it?
Well, it's once you open things.
I know, but still, what?
Ketchup, too. A lot of condiments.
Yeah,
a lot
there
of
are
condiments.
Some dressings that are in there.
Doesn't it seem weird?
Pickles. I mean, walk down the condiment aisle, Courtney. None of it's refrigerated until you open it.
And how does Velveeta exist? Just on a shelf.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.